Hey everyone, this is John, this is Wes,
and this is Ryan,
and this is the Nintendo Show, the best damn Nintendo podcast on the internet. This is the Pokemon Show for the month of March 2018,
Oh, shit.
And it is cold. It's cold in Orlando.
Yeah, what? Yeah, it's Florida in March. What the fuck is this?
So we're going to rank the ice types.
Yeah, what are we doing?
So,
by the way, I went back and listened to one of our episodes the other day, and
yeah.
I just cracked a beer, and then he said, Ryan, what are we drinking?
Yes.
I was like, why don't I just tell you the beers I'm drinking all the time we're here, which is great.
Frosty cold beer for the ice types.
So this is a frosty IPA from Green Man Brewery.
We've had that before.
Yeah.
You've discussed this one on the air before.
Are you sure?
They have two IPAs. I probably discussed the other one. This is a limited edition seasonal IPA. Again, because it's cold. It's blue. It's like supposed to be like winter time. It's like this winter IPA.
Yeah.
A meaty 6%. So I'm drinking this beer tonight and the J-Dubs Kolsch. Which is great. It's poolside Kolsch. Not at all seasonally appropriate. But a wonderful beer.
Very good. So, there are 18 ice types because we are not counting form changes, legendaries, or mega
Alolans.
Well, Alolans are sort of a form change. So.
Oh, okay. That's what you mean.
But you are correct, though. We're not counting Alolans. If you don't want to count them as a form change, I don't care either way.
That's fine. Are we dropping straight into the rankings? Is that where we're in right now?
Oh, yeah. Unless you had something else, like something about Pokemon Go you want to talk about?
No, well, I brought my DS, actually.
Oh, yeah?
Because I was doing... an Ultra Sun, Ultra Moon run through.
Okay.
And I think I kind of realized what this is supposed to be. And I think that this is actually a legitimate hard mode. I think what this aspires to be is actually kind of like Pokemon hard mode.
Really?
The bosses are all different, a lot tougher, and everything's a lot higher leveled. I mean, granted, like, you know, the game gives you all these EXP boosting stuff. It's going to imbalance the game no matter what. And if you don't go crazy with that, then what you end up with is a really tough one. Like, I've had all of the bosses that I remember being super easy, like the Raditz one, it's like, he actually can put up a real fight. You know, instead of the wishy-washy thing, they replace it with this ultra-powerful Araquanid. Is that what it's
called?
Okay,
yeah.
Super strong. And I actually got, my entire team got swept by the most recent challenge.
Jeez.
Which, I don't know if it's any different than... what was in the original version, but it's the Fromantis, is that what it's called?
Yeah, it was that one.
Yeah, the thing is just a real fucking
That thing
animal.
Always gives me trouble.
Yeah, and maybe it is the fact that, like, my team right now, just to run through it. I've got here, it's thing? It's Popbrion. It's the second form of Popplio. I call it Riptide. It's pretty cool. Got Icy Wind. Hey, it's an ice move. Bubble Beam, Disarming Voice, which is great, and the same. Holding a Leftover, so things super tanky. The game gives you a Eevee very quickly, so I took an Eevee with Synchronize and turned it into Espeon. I think it was a wise decision, even though it's got an attack boosting nature, which, that's so dumb. I've got a Pickup Phanpy, which is like, I made these a while ago and I really like them, and I've been wanting to actually genuinely use one in a run-through because they're so cool. The moves at level 1 were Rollout, Play Rough, Fissure.
Damn. All right.
Yeah, this thing is unkind, man. It's so good. I've got a Munchlax, so I'll be making a Snorlax. I called him Elder Guru.
Uh-huh.
Which is like from Dragon Ball.
Yeah. Because
when he's big and fat, he's going to look like Elder Guru. I've got a Charjabug.
Oh, nice.
Who I'll need to evolve soon. And even Grimmsight. Grim Scythe, because that's the other thing. I named my Espeon Paladin. I named a lot of these after Diablo things because I've been playing with Diablo 2. So Grim Scythe is a very great weapon. I also currently rolling with a Cutie Fly, which is probably not going to stay in my party forever, but it's nice to keep around because it does Silver Wind, Draining Kiss, Absorb, and Stun Spore. So it's good at catching stuff and not dying.
Yeah.
Called it Sightless Eye, the Sisterhood of the Sightless Eye.
So Wes, quick side note.
Yes.
The official show, we talked about the debunked rumor that Diablo 3 or Diablo was coming to Switch in some sort of form.
Oh, don't you dare!
Because they sent out like they tweeted. I actually watched this because they tweeted out a video and it was a Diablo Nightline. They kept switching it on and off, and you know, like we discussed before, people freaked out like, oh, they're pressing a Switch. Diablo 3 is coming to Switch. And then Blizzard responded like, no, that's silly. We wouldn't do it that way. And now Eurogamer is saying that Diablo is like may indeed be coming to Switch. And Eurogamer has been pretty spot on with their rumors.
Prognostications.
Yeah. So
wait, are they saying Diablo 3?
They have not said which one in particular, but I think the most suspected one is Diablo 3.
Well, why would they put the old ones on there? Because I know like a lot of people prefer Diablo 2 over 3. And
no, they, should, they absolutely should not. It's so low res.
Oh, I meant 1. They could. Is it 1?
It's 1, and there's an expansion on it called Hellfire,
What's
I think.
What's the one that everybody loves?
Everybody loves Diablo 2 or Destruction.
Okay.
Everybody, I mean...
It's got to be... If they're going to put any on the Switch, it's going to be the new one.
I mean, yeah. Well,
and that's
not...
the thing is, Diablo 3 was already built for a console, which is crazy because, like, when you, I mean, I think of Diablo 3, I'm obviously thinking of a mouse and a keyboard. They actually found a way to convert it into a controller game. Yeah.
I've played it on my PS4. That's how I originally played it.
Mm-hmm.
But well, let's be real. Like, no one is above putting an old game on the Switch. Like,
no,
they just
Skyrim. Skyrim's on the Switch, like fucking 6-year-old game.
For as much as people would have been screaming for a remastered Diablo 2, I simply do not think that the capacity we would see it in is on a Nintendo console. Like, that's like,
it'd be,
so weird.
Yeah. It's
gotta be
very strange.
Because 3 is probably an easy thing to port.
Yeah. Making games is easy in general.
Yeah. We should do it.
Anything else about Ultra Sun, Ultra Moon that you want to get to before we start the ranking?
I guess no. I'm really enjoying it. I'm certainly getting a lot more out of this than I have with any of the runs of the traditional game.
Yeah, good.
So, yeah,
good.
Yeah, it's great. I'll fill you in more when I'm more than 4 trials down the road.
So, ice types, just some general information before we get to ranking. There are 18, like I mentioned before.
Oh, I got this broken down.
Pretty
man.
Much almost all garbage.
Darn
fine. Great. They're fine. They're fine.
Overall base stats for the type is 461.
Holy crap, you really broke this down.
It was about
460. Looking at his computer.
Yeah, I broke down just what the 18 were ranking, if you want me to tell you. Holy so, your average for just our 18 is 496 combined stats.
Okay, so you're cutting out the legendaries there. With the legendaries in there, it bumps it up to 528.
By the way, only get 3 legendaries. This is so limited. Like, there's just so few.
And aren't two of them like a form change for Kyra?
You get Regice.
Yeah.
Who is just kind of a weirdo. Kyurem, and you get, like you said, the 2-form change, and you get Articuno, who is pretty fucking cool, but that's Gen 1.
Yeah.
Like, where the fuck? Like, where are the legendaries?
Gen 1, Gen 3, Gen 5.
This game is so not fair, like, to ice types.
So, and the first pure ice type wasn't introduced until Gen 3. It was Snorunt.
Huh. Interesting.
So everything else was paired with something else. Gen 5 introduces the most... single form or single type ice.
That it did. And it actually introduced some pretty good ones too.
Yeah, 3 of them.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a total of, I think, 6 that we're going to be ranking here.
And you only get 1 in Gen 7.
Yep.
Okay, and so I broke it down like this. So, offensive and defensive. We could play a little Pokemon game.
Okay.
This you probably have it written down too. But like, what is offensively, it does not want to take a hit from... defensively, you do not, if you are an ice type, you do not want to be hit by fight, fire, rock, or steel.
Right.
Fucking sucks. That is terrible to be weak to all of those things.
I see, the thing is, it resists nothing.
Resists ice.
It resists itself, yes.
Which is why?
It resists itself. Which means anytime you're picking up a dual type,
you're hurting that type.
Right.
Yes.
Right. You're a detriment.
Mm-hmm. And then offensively, and here's where the moneymaker is, and here's why this thing exists. It's good against dragon, and then flying, grassing ground, whatever.
Yeah.
But really, this thing is supposed to be your dragon counter.
Right.
And the game has been slowly bringing back down to earth the dragon type in the first place, which just further marginalizes whatever ice is supposed to be.
Yeah. Like you're supposed to be able to get Blizzard on your Blastoise to use against Lance in Gen 1.
Yeah.
Like, that was the function of the ice type.
And you're not good against, you can't hit very well, fire, ice, steel, or water.
Right.
Which is also terrible. Like, fire and water. I mean, granted, there aren't that many fire, ice, or steel types. Water is so abundant, it's terrible being weak to that. Or being resistant to you.
Yep.
So.
And this type hasn't gotten any sort of realignment since Gen 2, when the steel type was introduced. So, no, nothing about this has been... adjusted or sort of like changed, like even given a resistance when they introduced like the fairy type or anything like that. It was just like, no, we're just gonna leave ice the way it is.
Yeah, I feel like it's kind of this incomplete project for the game.
And it really does put you at a disadvantage when you got an ice type attached to anything else. But why don't we just go ahead and move directly into the rankings?
No!
No, please.
I have more to talk about.
He's got a lot of fun.
I'll get through these bullet points pretty quick here, I guess.
This is pretty intense.
So
I have one thing to actually add to that one.
Yeah, these are not all the moves. These are just sort of the common ones.
I wrote down a list of like 12 moves
that are... and I'm not going to go through every single one and give you the stats. But what you will notice here from all of these is that, you know, it's like something has a chance to burn. It's like, oh, it's got a 20% chance to burn, 30% chance to burn. As far as I can tell, there is no move that has a greater than 10% chance to freeze, and there is no move that guarantees freeze. Because Frozen is this really incredible ability, which, right. By the way, it means you simply cannot move. And as of Gen 1, the only way to recover from it is either to use a healing item on it or to be hit not just by a fire-type move, but a fire-type move that would inflict burn. So, very, very strange. And then,
Maybe that's why it's only ever 10%, because it doesn't wear out over time?
It's super... Well, now it does. Okay. As of Gen 3 and on, it has you have a 20% chance to thaw, which still is not very good.
No.
That's a lot of turns you're in, stuck in this state.
And in 10 turns, you'll have a chance to thaw twice.
Yeah, and if you just get hit by simply any fire-type move,
yeah,
you can break out of it. Or if you are in one of those many circumstances where you have a shed skin or, like, you can... naturally get out of it. So Frozen is a really awesome ability, but it's probably the least likely status effect you're ever going to see. You will see things fall asleep, get burned, get paralyzed.
Fall in love.
Fall infatuation. Yeah, like all of these things can get confusion, are so easy to transport onto an opponent. Frozen is just so hard. It's really, really difficult. You have basically a 10% chance. Sucks. It also gives you the hail weather condition. Like hail is, again... much like, when you're dealing with rain or, sunny day, when you have harsh sunlight, you know, it does...
Or sandstorm.
Yeah, and that factors pretty heavily into my list. I think things that are garbage are going to get a little higher bump on this rating simply because they have an ability that instantly triggers.
Yeah, there are some things pretty high up on my list that, if they weren't able to pull off some sort of hail strategy, probably would have ended up lower.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just good to know... This was a fun ranking put together, but not an easy one, because there aren't a whole lot of things that really just like this thing is very good at this. Like,
well, yeah. So actually, you're kind of feeding into my next point, which, you know, I said the average is 494 combined stats. The highest thing is still only 535. The ceiling is so low. Granted, the floor is very high. The ceiling is so low. Like, basically, once we get past the first six or seven, I feel like any one of these things could be 10 places higher or 10 places lower.
Because you're getting like starter Pokemon stacks. Sort of that, like, that sort of B
minus area. There's so many things here have 525, 530 stats.
My love.
Desi.
What's the password for the Wi-Fi?
Lampshade.
I tried that. The phone's rejecting it.
Hey.
Capital L, no capital L?
I try no capital, but I'll know if it makes a difference.
Okay.
I should.
Okay.
Not gonna work.
Okay. I didn't invent the Wi-Fi.
I hacked your Wi-Fi. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yeah. See, that was just like, I'm coming back here very angry. I'm coming back very angry. And then the
door closes. That's staying in here, by the way. I'm not editing that at all.
Yeah. You just hear clicking of the nails in the wall.
Now all of our listeners know that your password's
like. They're gonna come to my house and use my internet. No, who cares? Like,
yeah.
They don't know my address.
You're gonna see like 10 people parked outside your house.
we need free high speed internet. Like, if they want free internet, they got better options, I would assume. Anyway, you were saying
that. Yeah. Oh, that kind of wraps it up. We mentioned the legendaries. There's only 3 legendaries. That sucks. And it's the rarest type in the game. Only 5% of the game consists of ice types. So. That's the general bullet points, is that this is a kind of a gimmick type, I think.
Yeah.
But there's really not much here.
Yeah, but a lot of them are so cool. They're like, if we were to rank ones that we wish were better, my list would consist of mostly ice types. Like, sure. I wish they were better. I mean, like, it just...
That doesn't say a whole lot about the type, though.
No.
I guess you guys want to just get into the list?
Yeah, number 18. I'm pretty sure we got the same thing.
Delibird?
Yeah.
Yeah, Delibird is 150 less stats than my second worst guy, so...
Yeah.
Come on, that moveset, though.
It's,
That guy's a piece of trash.
It learns present, or is it present?
Present. Which, like, has a 30% chance of doing a base power attack of 40.
And has a 20% chance to fully heal your opponent. It's like the worst possible move.
Yeah, this is garbage.
And then the other thing you learn is what? Drill beak? And that's it?
Drill peck.
Drill peck.
Those are the only two moves. You can get a few things from TMs. Hail and Aurora Veil, which is a strategy that we'll be bringing up later.
Yeah.
Substitute, Swagger, Ice Beam, Blizzard, Frostbite, of course. Those are like the three core ice ATMs.
And his stats are garbage.
Oh, yeah. Like, just base stats going through. HP 45, 55, 45, 65, 45, 75 for a paltry 330 total.
Yep. That's pretty terrible.
Yep.
It has Vital Spirit, Hustle, and Insomnia, none of which are particularly useful.
I mean, and Vital Spirit and Insomnia are nearly interchangeable.
Yeah.
And it's Insomnia, if you go like that far to get a hidden ability when it's just almost identical to your regular, why are you bothering?
And here's the thing, if you fucking have to have a Ice Flyer, I think you just go Articuno.
Right.
Why don't you just go with a Legendary that is better than this thing? Like, this thing just has no place. It seems like it's missing.
Not a little bitch using a legendary.
Yeah, it just seems like it's missing an evolution. I think there clearly needs to be an evolution. I think if you gave it better stats, you wouldn't improve this thing. Mm. You would still have a bad Pokemon with 500 stats.
Yeah.
Because, again, the moveset is intentionally bad. That double weak to rock is just awful.
Right.
And again, steel, fire, electric, you're weak to all these things now. You're weak to electric. That sucks. You know? Just, no good. And okay, if you want a flying ice, you go with your Articuno. If you just want a fucking penguin, you go with Empoleon.
Right.
It's like my team needs
and he's dressed snazzier.
That's true. He's a very fancy man.
Yeah, no, I'm there's a reason this thing is just the lowest on the list by far. I think it's consensus the worst.
Oh, who you got at 17?
This is where, I mean, I still think this one's not that great. Glalie.
Okay.
I have Glalie here. Inner Focus, Ice Body, and Moody. Moody has this weird ability.
Yeah, Moody's a weird one.
It subtracts and adds, so it's unpredictable. You don't know what it's going to do.
What it's going to do is, as of Gen 7, I think, it's you're gonna get +2 buffs into a random stat, and then a -1 buff into a stat.
Yeah.
But it won't ever like break the barrier like ±6. Because that's like how you max out there.
Stats are very easy. 80, 80, 80, 80, 80.
Yep.
480 total, 80 across everything, board. Which means it's
just
doesn't have much HP.
Just average.
It's not particularly everywhere. Bulky. It's not very good at attacking. It's split attacks, mind you. 80 speed is decent, but it's about the same speed as our Delibird. Mm. It's a pure ice. There are multiple pure ices.
But it was the first.
It's true.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on, let's clarify something here really quick. When I rank these things, I'm pretty much working with two criteria. Like, one, how effective is it at using its own type?
Mm-hmm.
And two, how effective is it going to be if I just like I have 6 Pokemon, they have 6 Pokemon, I need to get through one battle.
Yeah.
Whereas Wes, You don't have a ranking today. But when you rank things, you usually rank things like, how is this going to be for me just playing through a game?
Yeah.
Which is fine. It's just a different perspective.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any criteria?
But when I'm picking them?
Yeah.
I like to think about, one of the things that always comes into my mind is my dream team. If I'm going to focus on a 6, or, like, I mean, again, to bring up Hail and Frozen again, there is no bug status.
Sure.
Move. There is no bug feather effect, you know. But what does infestation do?
It's like a like a bind.
Yeah.
Or it's just gonna do like chip damage every turn, but it doesn't last forever.
It's a bug version of wrap.
Okay. Yeah.
And again, like say you're looking at steel. Like, what's steel's weather effect? It doesn't exist.
Yeah,
steel has no status effect.
Yeah, it doesn't count as a status effect either, because you can be burned and infested.
This game gets this type gets both.
Yeah.
This should be great.
Yeah.
You know, and I think you could theoretically build a team. And again, that is the other nice thing about Hail. Hail does rake damage to everything that's not an ice type.
Yep.
It's like if you think about Sandstorm, right? Sandstorm, for example. If you're rock, ground, steel, right, you're safe.
Yeah.
And then it doesn't impact any of them. So you actually have like a bunch of options and type pairings that now expand out where you're safe in a sandstorm. If you're not an ice type, if you're not one of these freaking
18.
Yeah, 20 whatever ice types, you're kind of fucked. But when I am ranking them, I think of my dream team, like who do I really want on that dream team? And then I'm like, so what is going to make this better? Snow Warning. there's three Pokemon with snow warning. They are going to be very, very high on my list.
And that's super useful, because that automatically, it gives you a fifth move, basically.
Yeah. Things that I think, there is only one thing that I think is genuinely actually a pretty solid type combination to tack onto ice that's not just pure ice.
And we'll get to that.
Yeah, we'll talk about it later. So it learns Crunch. It learns Earthquake. You'll find a lot of things learn Earthquake.
Yep.
It learns Shadow Ball. You'll find a lot of things learn Shadow Ball. So it's not really good there. I also don't like the design.
I think the design's cool. He's a badass.
He's a frozen angry Voltorb.
I'd rather have the branch of the two.
Frostlass?
Obviously, because I haven't said it yet.
Yeah.
This thing looks like a total dope. Just a big old nerd. Get away from me, buddy.
But it has a mega form.
Doesn't
matter. My number 17 is Abomasnow. I do not like this thing. This thing is a grass ice, so you're weak to fighting, flying, fire, poison, bug, rock, steel. You got 7 weaknesses.
I think that is, at least it was at the time, a record. There may be another Pokemon out there now that has 7 weaknesses.
But it has a mega form.
Man, that's bad. Again, I'm excluding mega forms on my...
I know, I'm kidding.
So,
and that mega form is what it should be in the first place.
The mega form is really good.
It tacks on like 100 to the base stats. It tacks on 100 more points.
Because it needs it.
Yeah. Because its base stats are at 494. A pedestrian 494. And it's pretty evenly distributed out. I mean, like 90, 92, 75, 92, 85, 60. So it's a little slow. Can't really take a hit all that well. It does resist ground, water, grass, and electric. So you got a bunch of... You got 4 resistances there. Abilities include Snow Warning. He's one of the ones that will get Snow Warning, and that's his regular ability. His hidden ability is Soundproof, which is this weird ability.
Stupid.
Yeah.
So we'll talk about it later, but there's actually a really cool move I stumbled across that I think only 2 Pokemon know that is... I think it's...
Cryogonal and... Oh, what was the other one?
What move are you talking about?
Freeze Dry.
Nah, a few of them get that.
Really? I don't know. It might as well just be called Throat Slit. Because like that's really what this thing does to anything with... It prevents sound moves from being used for 3 turns.
Huh.
And I was like, holy shit. That's a weird thing I never thought of happen.
I can't use Growl.
Yeah. You can't use Growl or like Echo Voice or...
Yeah.
Supersonic.
Yeah, any of those moves. It's like, there's tons of moves that are suddenly...
Uproar. I know when to...
Yeah, good for you.
some moves.
Wismer is bumped.
Exactly. The moves that'll learn, Icy Wind, Blizzard, Sheer Cold. It is nice to have Summon Hail and Blizzard at the same time, because in the Hail, Blizzard's accuracy gets knocked up.
Yeah.
You also get to Ice Punch, Razor Leaf, Wood Hammer. He gets this move called Grass Whistle, which can put you to sleep. Can learn things like Ice Beam, Solar Beam, Earthquake, Rock Slide. You already mentioned Shadow Ball, Brick Break. So, you know, you could...
Lots of moves there, man. That's actually a pretty good move set.
Yeah, you can get some good Wood type hammer. Diversity. So, I mean, you could, like, potentially give this thing, like, moves like Earthquake, Rock Slide, Brick Break, which covers a lot of its type weaknesses, but...
Because it's weak to fucking everything. It's weak to 7 things.
Exactly.
Just throw a dart at the board and you're going to find some things that you're in.
Yep. It's not particularly good. I mean, you have like some base attacks at 92 and 92 for physical and special, which is pretty good. But
what's sad is that if you think about it, doesn't this solve one of Grass's weaknesses too? Well, at the same time, just exploding it with other weaknesses. Yeah. Like Grass should be worried about ice. It's like the one thing that now it's neutral to it. Right.
Yeah. Great. And meanwhile, you've given it 4 other weaknesses.
Fantastic. Type is
which are significantly more common. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, anyway, number 17. I do not like this thing. So let's go to your 16.
My 16. Yeah. This is the first time I'm going to bring up, and there are, I think, 4. An ice water. It is Dewgong.
Okay.
So, Dewgong, it's a first gener, so maybe there's a little bit of a novelty there. 475 combined stats.
I thought it was better than that. Like, just my preconceived notions about Dewgong. And then when I looked up the stats, I was like, oh no, that's not very good at all.
I also realized, like, I've been saying, this is why you guys should have corrected me, because I really feel like I call this thing Dewdong.
I was just going to roll with it until you... Yeah, so I was fine with that.
It's Dewgong, which with its 90 HP and 95 special defense are its big stats.
Yeah.
Everything else is not awful. Not really, really awful. But
I mean, attack 70, special attack 70, it's...
Yeah, exactly.
But it's below average.
Again,
it's not going to deal much damage.
Split attacks. So it's got a little bit of bulk, I guess. The thing that I don't like about this ice water combo too is that you're double dipping, right? You want your rainstorm or you want hail, but you can't have both. And then it's split because it can be ice body or it can be hydration. So it's right. Like, which one of those two scenarios are you even interested in boosting? Let's just waste the other half of this fucking Pokemon.
For me, the most fucked up thing about this type combination is, you know, you're bringing these two types together and you still only get two resistances. And it's fucking ice and water. You're only resisting your two types.
Yeah.
It's absurd.
So it's like a race to the bottom.
Yeah.
This ice water combo. Well, and I think the thing that it actually does help is that the resistances are a little better on it, if I'm not mistaken.
I think because you get, like, thick fat, so you can, like, give yourself...
Thick fat is well, it's half useful. Because the thing that thick fat does is it makes you resistant to fire and ice, and you are fucking ice. So fire is granted a weakness of ice, but now you're water, so now that doesn't matter.
Exactly, yeah.
So, yeah, why would you even want to do that? Yeah, that's really all I have to say about it. I just don't think this thing's very good.
Yeah, it's not very high on my list either. I do have it above some third things. We'll get to that later. My number 16 is Jinx, not like.
Oh, that's my 15.
That should be down there.
Ice Psychic, weak 2, Rock Bug, Ghost Steel, Fire, Dark. Again, like, you have 6 weaknesses.
6, yeah, that's rough.
And here we go. Here's another running thing. Resist 2 things. Want to guess what they are? Jinx is an Ice Psychic. Guess what it resists?
Well, it would technically have an immunity to... Oh, no, it wouldn't have an immunity. It resists fighting? No, it doesn't resist fighting. It's ice type.
Oh, God. It resists psychic and ice.
Oh.
Jinx.
Good lord.
Resists itself. Great. A couple of abilities. You can have Oblivious, which prevents infatuation.
Dry skin? What?
Dry skin. Dry skin. What the fuck? Which, if anyone's unfamiliar, you regenerate HP in the rain. Yep. It also makes fire moves more effective on you. And it makes water moves less effective.
Okay, so the ice type will make fire more effective.
Right, exactly. So water moves, like, I think, restore like up to a quarter of your HP if you get hit by a water move. So, you know, that I guess is kind of cool. I can count that as a resistance, I suppose, if you give it this terrible...
Yeah. Good for you with your fucking 65 HP and 35 defense.
Exactly. This thing is so exposed to so many of these weaknesses. Like, think, like, physical defense at 35, HP at 65. Think about, like, these different types here. Like, rock, steel.
Oh,
like, no. These are super physical types.
Yeah, for real. Dark. I mean, dark, steel,
bug,
bug, rock. I mean, ghost and fire are the only two that I could think that I would say probably are genuinely dominantly special.
The best
are physical attackers in my mind.
Yeah.
So you're not talking about the moneymakers on this thing. 115 special attack is for real.
Yep.
Yeah. 95 speed is very good.
So it can hit hard and it can hit in a hurry.
It'll probably get a good hit in. Yeah, that's not bad at all.
And you can give it a bunch of things to hit with. Blizzard. It learns physical moves for some fucking reason.
Learns Avalanche.
Yeah. Wow. Which is great because it's a physical move that does more damage if you get hit first. Great. If it gets hit first by anything, it is dead.
Yeah. I mean, does it learn any special ice? I don't think it does. Like Icy Wind.
Blizzard. Right.
Frost Breath? Is Frost Breath a physical or is that?
That's
what it can learn, but what does it learn on its own?
Blizzard, that's it. And I think Powdered Snow. Powdered Snow is such a like a slight move, I didn't even bother listing it.
Yeah.
Also but against, through TMs, you get Psychic, Ice Beam. Focus Blast.
Psychic.
Yeah, Psychic.
Calm Mind. A wonderful signature ability, or signature move called Lovely Kiss, which has a 75% chance to sleep.
Yep.
Great move.
You can put an Attract on it, so you can do some disable things, which is why like it climbed all its way to 16 on this list. Because you can do things like have Hail and Aurora Veil, which I guess it's fine to bring it up now. Using the move Aurora Veil while Hail is active... boosts your defense and special defense by 50% for the duration of that hail.
Yeah.
It's super useful to bulk some things up.
It's pretty awesome.
Not super useful on Jinx, because congratulations, you got 17 more points added to your base. 35 defense. Great.
Oh, it's a poor thing.
Yeah.
It's clearly meant for a fight where someone throws out your gank, like a Gengar or something.
Yeah.
It's like, all right.
So, my number 15.
Wait, I don't know how to kick your fucking ghost. You're weak to ghost. What are you playing against, guy? Sorry, Jinx, you're trash.
my number 15, since Jinx is your 15, mine is Cloyster, who is my first water ice on the list. Mm-hmm. You already went through the weaknesses. This thing's got a few abilities. Shell Armor, which prevents critical hits. Skill Link, which allows multi-hit moves to always hit the max amount of times, which is 5.
There's actually an icicle blast. Spear?
Icicle spear, yeah.
Okay, what's icicle blast?
I believe that's an amazing move. We'll talk about in a bit.
Okay.
Do you mean icicle crash? It does that one. Icicle crash? Is that the one you're talking about?
It does a flinch, 30% chance.
Yeah,
to flinch.
That's a cool move.
But this one gets right. No, he's right though. Right? What is icicle crash?
Icicle crash is the 30% flinch one.
That's blast. Am I wrong? Is that a move? Am I crazy? Am I drunk?
Maybe. Neither here nor there. You looked that up.
Oh my god, are we drunk?
Somebody's got to be drunk. I mean, it's not a podcast without some
Cloyster's hidden ability is Overcoat, which just negates any damage it would take from a weather effect like Sandstorm. So, great. Base stats, 50 HP, 95 attack, big 180 defense, which is great.
That's huge.
Or it would be great if it didn't have 45 special defense and 50 HP. God damn it. Special attack at 85, speed at 75. So...
You would love to eat away some of that 85 special attack and apply it to anything else.
Right, exactly.
God, yeah, I think I'm drunk on the icicle blast. Because
you did a couple of good special moves like Hydro Pump and Aurora being able to play some stabs, but you know, with a physical move like icicle crash, you kind of want to load it all into physical. There has some really weird TMs. Poison jab. It's like it doesn't have arms. But
it's jabbing with its, you know,
well, it's
spikes. Spikes.
Sure. Yeah, that makes sense. Well, it's got spines. Yeah, it's supposed to be like poisonous.
Yeah.
To any, you know, it's not a poison type, it's supposed to be poisonous.
Oh, and it learns toxic spike on its own, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
So you also get smart strike, which is a steel move. Surf, ice beam, blizzard, frost breath. So there you go. Your typical ice and water TMs there.
If your objective is to do that, then you have 18 options.
Yeah. So, I mean, this thing can do some effective damage with both physical and special, and with a 180 defense, if someone hits you with any sort of physical move, you got a pretty good chance of sticking around in the battle. But this thing is just super exposed to both grass and electric types because of that 45 special defense. So, yeah. Sorry, Cloyster. 15.
You're just no good.
Yep.
Throw on my 14?
Yep.
I have Frostlass.
Hey, me too.
Hey, look at that.
Hey!
Yep. I'll give the rundown.
Yeah, go for it.
And you can go. So 480 combined stats, pretty much identical to Glalie, but it actually seems to be focused into something. And that something is speed, which is very, very useful for these things that are also exposed. Oh, and you do get an ice ghost type. The stats are, by the way, 70 HP, 80 attack, 70 defense. 80, 70 again. And 110 speed.
780.
Oh, with snow cloak, which is great. And cursed body, which is kind of...
Oh, Snow Cloak.
I don't know. Not that great, but I'd rather have Snow Cloak.
Snow Cloak is a funny ability because it reduces... It doesn't boost your evasion. It reduces your opponent's accuracy. Yes.
Yeah. So if your opponent is already using a move that it does, like, say, 90... has a 90% chance to hit. It now has, you know, 0.9 times 4 to 5.
Sand attack. It's a nice sand attack. But better.
What? No, that's not a move. That's an ability.
Oh, it's ability.
Yeah, but
it's ability version of it.
It has a multiplier effect.
Right.
It compounds upon itself when you're not just saying you have an outright percentage chance to hit me. You're saying you already have a not exactly 100% chance to hit me, and then I'm going to reduce that.
Right.
So just marginally, but a little bit better.
If you then went ahead and did something like hit it with a sand attack, it would then keep on compounding.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I'll say some stuff about it. I really like a harassing move set on this thing. Draining Kiss, Shadow Ball, Thunder Wave, Thunderbolt is awesome.
Yeah, that's a really cool addition you can give to this thing.
You are immune to fighting, which is great because fighting is a concern.
Uh-huh.
But it comes at the cost of now being weak to Ghost and doubly weak to Dark. Ugh. So that's not good. Wait, is that right?
No.
Double weak to Dark?
No, you just be regular.
Ice isn't weak to Dark. Never mind them. Ignore that. It's actually a pretty good setup. It's actually kind of a fun disable.
Yeah.
It's sort of like...
Because you could also do things like...
You could charge this thing out there in Thunder Wave. You're probably going to do all right.
You can also do something like Will-O-Wisp.
Oh, true.
So yeah, like... And Draining... Draining Kiss. Draining Kiss gives you a little bit of HP restore, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Which is a cool move to stick on it. It'd be really cool if this thing got Hex.
Oh, wouldn't that be the dream?
Yeah.
Because this thing seems to want to do all kinds of crazy status stuff. You might as well give it Hex.
Well, yeah. You probably can breed a hex into it.
Nah, I looked.
Is there a TM?
No, no TM for hex either. I mean, I think there might be a TM in a previous generation. You kind of bring it up.
Hmm.
But, and you can also do that really cool thing, the Aurora Veil strategy with this. Mm-hmm. So there's a bunch of different things you can do with this thing.
Oh, right, you can't breed in because it's a snow run first.
Yeah.
Oh.
You haven't said it yet. Do you have it substantially higher than me? I mean, I'm just curious.
No, we both have it at, 14. What do we got, 14?
Both at 14. Yeah. Yeah. Wonderful.
Yeah, this thing's really cool. Also immune to normal because of that ghost, which is okay, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Its hidden ability is Cursed Body, which
that
gives
reduces
you,
PP, right?
It gives
if
you
you're hit by a move.
If you're hit by a move, you have a chance to disable that move.
Oh no! Not, yeah, okay.
That's, so you're better off with Snowcloak
cool.
here.
I mean, it's a cool idea, but now it's somebody who's not that defensive,
right? So, you're better off with a Hail and a Snowcloak.
I'm sure you're, the next in line Pokemon is happy when this thing gets hit by a flamethrower, and it's like, oh, I guess it can't flamethrower me.
Now,
all right.
Now, what if like Snowcloak with like double team and stuff? That's gonna
you can do that.
That's gonna stack.
Well, what that's gonna do? Well, it's not gonna compound as much as if you're reducing opponent's accuracy because you're not boosting your own evasion. And what double team does is boost your evasion. So you have evasion and accuracy. They're different stats.
Well, yeah, but if
which
you're
is
lowering...
why Snowcloak is so weird because it doesn't affect you. It's affecting your opponent.
Yeah, but if your opponent's accuracy is lower and your evasion's raised, it doesn't.
Yeah, it works together. They're simpatico.
Yeah.
But they are different stats.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, yeah.
So you could lower...
Like one number is multiplied through the other
right.
and then applied.
Right.
Versus just sort of like, here's a number and here's a number, here's your chance, here's your chance. So
right.
So ideally, you want them all on one side of the equation. You want to max out your your evasion or your opponent's accuracy.
If for some reason...
We're getting fucking deep in the weeds here.
You know? I'm just saying, it's easier to do that in a fight because you could just be in one fight with the dude, double team, and then you don't have to worry about lower accuracy anymore. You could just go through it instead of just, all right, duck that guy out. Now here's a new die.
I think that if you are planning for the long haul, it is always much better to buff yourself rather than debuff your opponent because you're just planning on killing them anyway.
Yeah.
But it gives you a chance to, like, a starting point. And if you give this thing, like, a bright powder and you automatically, like, buff your evasion automatically being in the battle, then, you know, it's a double whammy. So...
Maybe we need to erase this guy on the list because of the strategy here that we're bringing.
No, because you do have to live long enough to pull all this off. And see, that's the thing. Like, if for some, like...
If I wanted something that's doing this, I would go with your fucking boy Chandelure, right?
Sure.
Like, Chandelure's a ghost. It's a fire instead of an ice, and it's got all the exact same...
And it can hex!
And it can hex!
Its base stats are above 500. Yeah,
could you believe?
It's amazing.
You're
Pokemon.
Living the dream.
Oh, I love Chandelure.
But if you were in battle long enough, you could do something to where you were lowering their accuracy 6 stages and then buffing your own evasion 6 stages. But then Snowcloak, by virtue of not being counted toward like that buff or debuff, would lower their accuracy even lower than the -6 where it maxes down. Anyway.
This is getting intense.
Yeah. Okay. What were we at? Number 13?
We're at number 13. It's one you already said. I didn't say much when you were talking about it because I kind of wanted to talk about it.
Okay.
Abomasnow.
Okay.
I'm a little higher than you do because I think he was your second worst, right?
Yeah.
So
higher than Frostlass.
Yeah, yeah. 494 combined stats, which is decent, but not a single one of these stats eclipses 100.
Mm.
Kind of strange. It is 60 speed is slow. You mentioned the 7 weaknesses.
Yep.
Ouch. Double weak to fire.
Then how's he higher in your list, Ryan?
You kind of brushed off all those amazing moves. For real, this
true.
Thing has got one of the most diverse move sets of anything on this list.
A lot of big power moves, too. Woodhammer is a really powerful move.
That's pretty cool. And, you know, hey, 92, I hate these split attacks. 92, not bad, not a bad place to start. Got, if you gave it either an adamant or a modest nature, this is a really good scenario to do that. And then say, like, hey, let's focus on one thing and not the other.
See, I like splitting it because you never know when somebody's going to throw something that's going to be special defense heavy.
When you split,
you swap it up, and then
when you split the stats like that, you also want some speed.
Yeah, he doesn't have it.
Right.
But to this point, it would be nice to not only have your Earthquake and your Rock Slide, but a Giga Drain.
Sure,
have Giga Drain with it
too.
So you get a little bit of HP restore. which probably never going to need.
I like having a special attack move mix in with my physicals. Like, I like having options.
Yeah, me too. Like, especially if I'm running, like, a mono type, and I know that, okay, I have a Typhlosion, I'm probably not going to run anything on this other than a fire move. So you get some move diversity in
hitting Flame physical. Flame Flora and Fire Fang.
Yeah.
Boom. My last comment on it is that it looks silly.
This sure does.
Doesn't look cool. This thing should be like the Frozen Death. This thing should be like a haunted evil pine tree coming out to like rip you in half. And instead, it just looks like
Christmas ornaments dangling off from when it was discarded last year.
You know, yeah, this thing just looks like trash, man. I don't know.
They leaned more into the Yeti rather than into the tree.
You're literally weak to half the game.
Yeah,
like 7. Oh,
jeez.
So yeah, I don't know. And it has snow warning.
Yeah.
Again, if you're ice team, you need some snow warning, guys. This is actually, it's the worst of the three. But that alone makes him better than a Dewgong, a Jinx, or a Frostlass in my mind.
Sherlock, goddammit. Seriously?
You piece of shit.
He's not feeling well. Don't yell at him.
He's trying to nest. He's trying to make a nest.
Yeah, let him nest. He's not feeling well.
All that grease he had?
Yeah, all the grease he ate.
Okay, so you're under your 13?
Yeah, my number 13, sorry Wes, is Weavile.
No, you're fine. On an ice list, Weavile, actually I'm surprised made it this high on your list. So an ice type,
really?
Unless you teach him Avalanche, he's not a good ice type.
And
he's a good dark type.
You can't teach him Avalanche unless you like bring him up from a previous generation.
Yes.
So dark ice, and he does hang on to a spot sort of in the middle of the road here because by virtue of some of the other stuff he can do, like some of the type diversity you can mix in with him. But he is, because he's a dark ice, he's weak to fighting. Double weak to fighting, actually.
Yeah, rough.
Rock, bug, steel, fire, and fairy. He does pick up some resistances, though, thanks to his dark type. So resists ice, because he's an ice type, and then resists
dark and ghost.
Dark ghost and is immune to psychic.
Yep, okay.
So has a couple of different abilities. His main one is pressure. That's the one where your opponent automatically spends more
PP.
Power points.
Yep.
And pickpocket, which is his hidden one, which
steals your opponent's item, right?
Yeah, when they make contact with you, mm-hmm. as long as you're not holding an item. So I don't know. I mean, I would probably go with pressure, even though neither of those are really useful like
really.
In a single battle. But anyway, so some really great stats, like 120 attack, 125 speed.
That's wonderful.
This thing is going to hit very hard and very fast, and is going to be pretty effective with any sort of move.
He's a psychic killer.
Yeah, he's a good mage killer. Not only psychic, but you can take out really easy. Like, so just like going through his moveset, he learns Metal Claw, which means he's going to be really effective at taking out a fairy or a rock. Aerial Ace, which is a funny little move to give. It's only a 60 base power, but with that, you're going to be able to counter your bug weakness.
Mm-hmm.
Low Sweep, which is a fighting move. And with that, you can counter
your fighting. You're 4 times weak to fighting already.
Right.
So at least you have something that's going to go
you can fight back. Oh, yeah. It's effective against your fighting weakness as well. Low Sweep, which is going to be good at taking out like your rock and your steel type. So it can counter some of the weaknesses that it has. It's going to do it quickly. The moves, these moves that it's learning don't really get above like a base 60 power, which is a bit of a bummer. If it learned like some more powerful stuff, it might bump it up another spot or two on the list. It can learn X-Scissor, which isn't going to counter any of its weaknesses on the list, but it's a cool move to have.
Mm-hmm.
You know what it doesn't have? Fucking ice move.
Nope. Really?
It learns Icy Wind on its own, which is a base 40 special ice move. It can also learn the usual suspects, Hail, Ice Beam, Blizzard. But we're going to use a fucking ice beam with a base 45
the
special
ice
attack.
Does nothing but hurt him in this situation.
Right.
He would be much better if he was just a solid dark, like a Absol or something.
Sure.
If he was just a pure dark, this guy would be fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Which is why I'm surprised he made it this high on your list, because
he's
not an ice type.
he really shouldn't be an ice type, but he is very effective at just taking out a bunch of different types and doing it quickly.
Yeah.
And, you know, with a special defense of 85 and an HP of 70, which isn't great, I mean, he can hang around a little bit if he needs to.
He's the opposite of Alakazam.
Yeah. This thing learns nasty plot. Fucking why? Why?
Well, you feel like it should. Because right. It doesn't have any stats to make sense of it.
Right.
Right.
Like if like this thing just flipped its attack and its special attack, it wouldn't really make much sense to the design of the thing. No. But God, this thing would be so fucking good. Hmm. Anyway.
I have not said him yet. And I'm probably not going to say him for a while. So I think we're going to have very differing opinions on that. Okay. So.
Let's go to your 12.
My 12 is Crabominable.
Oh, get the fuck out of here. That's my 12. How about
that? So the game has not... I mean, the game has introduced some other Iron Fist guys, which is a thing that I really like in that game. I
think Golurk?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Your Pangoro.
Sure. It's
wonderful. Yep. This. But yeah, so you now basically get a ice fighting version of it. So 478 combined stats. 97, oddly numbered, not a zero here. 97 HP, 132 attack.
32, that 2 is important.
Yep. 77 defense, 62 special attack, 67 special defense, 43 speed. Ugh.
It's why couldn't they just round all these up to like the next closest?
It's rough. His HP is the only thing that's keeping him in these fights.
Yeah, you see this one's fine.
I mean, he's pretty bulky. 77 defense is below average, but it's Frenchy.
It's close.
That 43 HP sucks. Or sorry, 43 speed. Speed sucks.
Yeah.
Hyper Cutter, Iron Fist, Anger Point. Again, I like that Iron Fist
a lot. Yeah, Iron Fist is the one to go with there.
And your Iron Fist moveset could consist of any of this, and it would get that 20% boost. Drain Punch, Power Up Punch, Ice Punch, Thunder Punch, Ice Hammer. Ice Hammer does 100 damage with 90% accuracy.
This thing with the power punch is killer.
Yeah. Unbelievable moves. 6 weaknesses. Fighting, flying, steel, fire, psychic, fairy. Ugh, that sucks.
Yep.
I wrote that I would just be... If you just want to make a fuck you, put a focus sash on it. Mm. So it's guaranteed to survive. And quite frankly, with the sheer damage output this thing does, you may drain punch your way back to full health. That's not, like, maybe that, instead of having 97 HP, if this thing had 20 HP, it would be the greatest thing ever.
That would be kind of funny.
It would be hilarious. You would take kind of
find a way to live for that first, and, like, you just distribute those other 70 stats somewhere else.
Yeah.
Oh, you just split it between the rest of the stuff. Just give it, like, super weak HP, like, find a way to get it to live.
Yeah.
And you'll do so much damage.
Earthquake Rock Slide.
Yeah. I've used this guy my first time through Sun. No, I have Moon. First time through Moon. And the downside I have with him is he evolves incredibly late in the game. Because there isn't any snow areas.
Mm.
And so that's my gripe with him. Is that you get this really cool guy who is fine as... I forget what his first form is called.
Crabrawler?
Crabrawler, yeah. He's fine as that. But this is where you need to get him to. And it's just slowly in the game.
What do you need to do with all that? It's
it needs to be in the snow. Okay. It needs to level up in the snow, which is the last area, like, on your way to, like, the fucking Elite Four. Like, it's the very last thing.
Yeah.
It's just such a headache. The same thing with the Bug Electric. I forget his name as well. Yeah, Gigavolt. It's the last Gigavolt. Island in, like, the last area of that island where he finally evolves. Like, it's...
Again, that's the perspective coming into it, which is fine. There's nothing wrong with what you're saying.
Well, however, here's the thing, like,
if you're just in a fight, a 6-on-6 fight, and you got a fucking Ninjask in front of this thing who's boosting his speed, and then just baton passes into a Crabrawler, get watched the fuck out.
Yeah. Well, and so I was also thinking, just in the grand scheme of the ice type, that the game is, again, trying to push this thing out the door. Mm-hmm. I don't think this game, I think looking back on it, they regret they created the ice type.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally. This is, they made a better ice type to be called the fairy. You know? And the thing about it is...
Fire resists that too.
They also made a new game in Hawaii, a place that has no snow. They literally created this fake thing where it's like snow technically exists. So it's like, yeah, I mean, there should not be a single ice type created. How are there fucking Alolan ice types either? That just further compounds the stupidity.
You're going to a tropical island. We become ice.
You know, I can understand them not wanting to have a desert Pokemon, but like, the fuck?
Well, they kind of do, they're ground types.
I mean, well, apparently, there's no camel Pokemon.
Camerupt.
Yeah.
In the Alolan world.
Oh, gotcha.
You're not going to find, you know...
Although they do have, like, that deserty area, and neither here nor there.
Yeah, because Hawaii is known for its vast deserts.
Yeah, just really arid.
I'm pretty sure it's known for having volcanoes and water, and that's it.
Trees,
yes,
like a couple of palm
flowers.
Yeah, they got executors,
coconuts,
different types of fish,
and birds,
sea lions, lots of sea lions around Hawaii.
Yeah, there you go. Just
you guys are just naming things.
They got little lamps.
They got some cars.
They got a sky. They got one of those skies right above them. All right.
Why isn't Lampert in Sun Moon? That's all I'm saying. All right, what do we got? We're on to your number 11. Because mine was my 12 was Kurama.
Oh, number 11. Okay. Cryogonal.
Okay.
Cryogonal.
Mine's not too far.
Pure ice type, which I think in general actually is not a bad idea.
He's actually a little better than I remember him.
Yeah. So what are you looking at here? You're looking at 515 combined stats, 80 HP, 50 attack and defense. So that's bad. But 95 special attack is pretty good. 135 special is good. Special defense is good.
Special defense, yeah.
105 speed. And it gets levitate. Ice types, you know, I guess good. Now you're not worried about getting hit by the nerf.
Yeah, there's your minus one weakness right there.
Yeah, so that's at least something.
Does he have our fewest weaknesses on the list?
Because of that, probably.
Yeah. Because he got four and minus one.
Yeah. So it's
Genderless.
Stats got boosted apparently. And Gen 7. They knew they made a shitty Pokemon. Again, I don't think it really overcomes all that much though. It's really one dimensional with ice types. It doesn't learn much. It does get a solar beam and a flash cannon, so that's something.
Sure.
That's a thing that it can do. But
I didn't notice the move before, and I mentioned it earlier, but while I was making my notes on this, is I did notice a move that I never heard of before, and that was Freeze Dry. Yeah. And that actually is pretty good.
Freeze Dry is a cool move.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I've never heard of it before.
Yeah.
Has a good attack. I can't remember a whole lot.
The special attack is base 70, which is solid.
Yeah.
But it's pretty much like super effective on water.
Probably. Yeah, which is really interesting.
Yeah.
It's just such a weird thing.
Just gives you gives you an extra dimension.
Yeah. Nice.
My number 12, are we done with Cryogonal?
No, I mean, yeah, again, it's
a snowflake.
It actually picked a side, and it decided it was going to be special-oriented. Mm. And that 105 speed is great.
Good for it. Mm-hmm. My number 11 is Dugong. Water Ice, we covered a lot of him already. I think he earns, for me, a high spot on the list here because he actually can use some ice moves with some proficiency and then stick around a little bit in battle. Whereas everyone else we've talked about so far is just so exposed.
That means everyone's terrified of those 70.
Yeah, attacks. That's true. Yeah. Mixing the stabs and it might even be up to base 90.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know, you like do like the thick fat will give it a little bit more bulk. Like this thing, like just because it's a little bit better at sticking around in a battle than some of the other things we've talked about so far, that's it. Great, you live one extra turn.
I see this and don't immediately think one hit KO.
Okay. I know exactly how to kill you.
It does learn rest.
Sure.
Yeah, but there's a berry that cures sleep.
So yeah, that's a combo right there.
One immediate 100% refresh of health.
Yeah, what now?
Everything else, like, beyond Dugong, there's at least something fun you can do with it. Dugong just kind of, like, middle of the road and not...
Again, it can't figure out what it wants to be because it has a hydration and ice body.
Right.
I'll go back to that point where it has two really cool things it can do.
Why
not just do one really cool thing and then give you other options?
Right, and if you're looking for a sea lion-type water ice Pokemon, there's a better one out
there. There's a better one, yeah.
So we're going into the top 10 now. You guys want to take a break?
I
want
to power through this. That's a good idea. I need another beer. So okay. Yes, that's a good time.
Let's take a break and then get into the top 10. All right. Go back to your number 10.
Oh boy. I have Cloyster.
Okay.
And I only wrote two lines about Cloyster, so I kind of must have
made an impact.
Yeah. But number 10 on the list, so approaching the better half. He has shell armor, skill link, and overcoat. You mentioned skill link being interesting. Like,
yeah.
It's pretty good. Yeah, I mean, it's a super physical tank. It's the sort of thing where if you know your opponent does physical damage, probably going to be all right. 95 attack's pretty good. 180 physical. Oh, that's so wonderful. 70 speed. It does set up toxic spikes and spikes just in general. So it's pretty good at that. Thing hits hard enough. I don't know.
Yeah, you could do something fun, like throw it out at the beginning of a match. Throw down a couple of toxic spikes. That way, like, hey, you may die, but everything else you bring up from now on is going to be poisoned badly. Yeah.
So I see a little bit of value there, and it's doing something different. You know, this seems better than what we've said so far.
Okay. Mm-hmm. My number 10 is Glalie, quite a bit higher than you. This thing is, again, like Dugong, so middle of the road. It's
seriously, wow, you do have them way higher.
Yeah.
I think this thing is just, like, no focus.
And see, that's the thing. Like,
focus, but it's not, like, lacking at anything. Like, it's fine in everything. There's nothing that it's just bad at.
It's like, it doesn't suffer the huge exposure that some of the other ones that we talked about earlier in the list. Mm-hmm. And I got him above Dugong because he's a little bit more interesting in that the moves that he'll learn a little bit more interesting, like freeze dry. You can do some other interesting things with him, like set up like a sleep talk or a swagger if you want to rest. It also has a ice body. So if you throw down some hail, you get a little bit of HP restore. So
yeah,
I don't know, not that much better than a Dugong.
I just don't see these things being tanky at all.
Okay,
like that, yeah, 80 HP and 80 of any defense, like that's that. I feel like on just a standard Pokemon, that's like 75% of your HP just disappeared. Like I don't know. I mean, it's not gonna one hit KO you for sure, but this thing just is not. There's no meat. There's zero meat here.
I don't know. I think it'd do okay. I mean, I'm not going to use this thing. I'm not going to stick up too much for Glalie.
Yeah.
Anyway. I mean, it has Omega form where his mouth goes open.
But it's like that. Or it's
I think he looks awesome.
You have him above Jinx.
I do.
Jinx has 115 special and 95 speed. Come on.
Jinx, if you hit it with anything physical, is going to buckle. Well, one hit KO.
Yeah, but at least it's going to do some damage. Like, what the fuck is
but
this?
But Jinx has dry here? Skin.
I just think I'd have more fun using the Glalie than a Jinx.
Fair enough. Yeah, fair enough.
Let's go to your number 9.
My number 9. Also, not much written here. I have Avalon.
Okay.
Another tanky one, but it seems...
That's the flat one, right?
Yeah.
The weird ice man thing.
Yeah. Pure ice type. Has own tempo, ice body, and sturdy. Look at that. Sturdy. Wonderful. What do we got here? I didn't write down anything about it, except that it has Earthquake and Rock Slide, which like a lot of these other ones have Earthquake and Rock Slide.
Yeah, yeah.
514 combined stats, 95 HP is good, 117 attack. Again, no zeros here. 117 attack, 184 defense, 44 special attack, 46 special defense, a blistering 28 speed. This thing cannot move. This thing is a table. So, yeah, you haven't said him yet. Maybe you can give a better defensive than I am.
No, yeah, I got him just one spot higher. But my number 9 is Cryogonal, who's the ice type from the 5th gen you went to before.
Yeah, yeah.
Higher than Glalie, because it does have Levitate, so you eliminate the one extra weakness that it has. Also more focused, like you mentioned before. This thing knows that it wants to hit with special attack moves. And to that end, it has special attack moves like Aurora Beam and Freeze Dry, things that actually make sense for what it is.
Mm-hmm.
You can also do some fun things on this, like its base defense is 50.
That's rough.
If you can, if you know your opponent's going to be using some special moves, and you can live long enough, you can throw down a few acid armors and buff up your defense a little bit, and then you can also put recover on it. And this is all stuff it learns on its own.
Yeah.
So you can, like, if you get a little bit lucky in battle, you know, you can set yourself up for lasting a little bit longer. And of course, that recover helps.
And then Pinkolder comes in and ruins your life.
Right. But yeah, I mean, and that is its only ability. It can only levitate. Like, it doesn't even have a hidden ability. That's it. That's what it gets. But yeah, this thing is quite exposed to its rock, steel, and fighting weaknesses.
Oh, mind you, 7th gen boosted it.
It
so
did.
Like the past however many years of this thing's existence, it's been trash. Was it 5th gen?
Yeah, it was 5th gen.
So it lived for about 5 years of being garbage.
Yeah, and I think like its stats were about 20 or 30 points lower total base stats than what it is now. But yeah, not great. But
we actually both have him not hide, but not the basement.
Right. And I think that's just because, like, it can do that thing well. Like, it knows what it wants to be. Like,
he can do two things. It can do
two things. Right, whereas so many other things, like, we're going to get to another Pokemon in a little bit, who is, of course, higher on this list because I haven't mentioned him yet, but they kind of lost focus on what it is they want to do. Like, so, like, so many of these ice types, like you mentioned before, it's kind of like, oh, whatever, we need to make an ice type. We only have 14 of these things. We need more. All right, just whatever, these, go. Yeah. And they don't put much thought into what they actually are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, how about this one? It's an ice cream cone.
Yeah.
We haven't mentioned that one yet.
Where's the thought?
Haven't mentioned it yet. Mm-hmm. Like, that's a design thing. I know, that's
I think a lot of these have terrible designs. Actually, this is the first time I've ever actually really, like, I think when we did our fire types, I think there was only two lines where I actually wrote anything about what I think of just how they visually look. I tried to do a better job of saying what I think these things look like. So.
Who do you think is the most attractive? Who gets you sexually aroused?
Sexually aroused? Oh my.
You know, Ryan's gonna say Jinx.
No, not Jinx. I mean,
look at those lips.
Yeah, no. What is it? Milotic. It's just pretty or handsome. I'll take either gender. Oh my.
That's a water type. It's not an ice type.
Oh, it has to be an ice type?
It doesn't matter. Of this list, of the ice types, which one?
I'm like sex terror into bear tick.
Let's go to your number eight.
Number eight? Is Aurorus.
Okay.
So that's another interesting pairing of ice and rock, which is pretty exposing.
What is that ability?
Refrigerate.
Refrigerate.
Oh shit, what is it?
Turns normal moves into ice moves.
Yeah, that's actually
pretty cool.
Which is cool.
Uh-huh. So 521 combined stats, which with 123 HP, which is pretty good. 77 attack, 72 defense, 99 special attack, so 1 point shy of great. 92 special defense, and then a very slow 58 speed. Six weaknesses, yikes. Two 4x weaknesses, if I got this right, too. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, you got it.
Fighting and steel.
Yep.
Also weak to ground, rock, water, and grass. Fuck! No!
That's awful.
All of this,
That is really unfortunate.
This is maybe the, like... worse than a mama snow, just because of these two double weaknesses. Right?
We got another one coming up. We haven't mentioned them yet, but that I think is even worse than that. But yet, still cracked the top 10.
Good snow warning. It gets snow warning. That alone is great if you're doing a team of ice types. I wrote here diverse moveset. You even said one I didn't write down. So, but Thunder Wave, Thunderbolt, Psychic, Flash Cannon, Dark Pulse.
Charge Beam, you can do just some stat buffing there as well, yeah.
So I like this moveset.
Dragon Tail, if you want.
Yeah. Again, I think if this thing was 621 with an additional 50 in each of these defenses, it'd be pretty solid.
Well, I mean, it'd be better than the Super Legendary that way, 621.
Six weaknesses, my god.
I know, yeah.
This is atrocious.
Tyranitar territory.
Yeah, ugh.
All right, my number, what are we up to, 7, 8?
Eight.
My number eight is Avalug, not too far from yours.
Yeah.
You mentioned, I think we kind of glossed over the abilities Own Tempo, which prevents confusion, Ice Body, which is restoring the HP and the hail, and then Sturdy.
I did say Sturdy. I kind of think that's pretty cool in case somebody just comes at you with a fucking flamethrower.
Real big 184 defense, which is great. Yeah. And this is something that knows what it is. And one of the really great things about this one, like I really appreciate some of the strategy you can put together with. Like, this thing, definitely very exposed to fire. Its other weaknesses, steel, fighting, like, those are primarily physical things.
Yeah, you're right.
You got a pretty decent chance of being able to stick around in a battle for a little while, even against that.
Yeah, like, 95 HP, 184 defenses. Wonderful. That's great.
He's going to live for a while. Mm-hmm.
And he learns recover on his own. Mm-hmm. And you can do an ice body ability and teach him hail through a TM. So you have ways of recovering some of your HP here. And also, what I think the big draw of this one is he learns Avalanche on his own, which is a move that doubles in power if your opponent hits first. Mm-hmm. Which with a base speed of 28,
it's probably gonna happen.
It's fucking likely. So I like this thing.
I mean, what has less speed than that?
Maybe Shuckle. Maybe.
Yeah, there's actually a bunch of like first forms that have 20 HP. I keep saying HP. 20 speed.
So you can do, and what one of the things, like, if I were putting together a moveset, because this was actually kind of fun, I probably wouldn't go with type diversity. I would just focus on stay alive and hit with that avalanche as much as possible. So I would go avalanche, recover, hail, and swagger. Like, ooh, you're confused. Buff up your attack all you want, motherfucker. Yeah. Come and get me with my 184 defense.
Yeah, that ain't bad.
But yeah. So let's go over to your number 7.
Number 7, I have a Lapras.
Okay.
So Lapras, with its 535 combined stats, is actually, I think, one of the highest in the game. Or for an ice
for type, ice, yeah.
It's another water ice.
Yep.
Yep, again, dipping into the water ice. With its abilities, water absorb, shell armor, and hydration. Again, I don't want to see all of this water stuff on an ice type. 130 HP, 85 attack, 80 defense, 85 special attack, 95 special defense, 60 speed. Pretty slow, bulky, a lot of bulk, and unfocused attacks. 85 attacks apiece is pretty good, decent, I guess you would say, but I don't know. It's another variant of the next one on my list, which is also an ice water. Mm. Gets things like Sing, Confuse Ray, Swagger, lots of status stuff, which is interesting. You haven't
Parish
seen
that Song.
Much. Could you get Parish Song onto a Pokemon that has the ability Soundproof?
Ooh. Ooh.
That might be kind of fun.
That is interesting. Maybe.
Ooh.
So I think the idea with this Lapras is not to win with power, but to delay, harass, annoy, and maybe one of the funnier things is try to tag it with Sheer Cold, a 30% instant kill.
Yep.
Which might actually not be that difficult if you do things like Sing Confuse Ray. And you can stand up with your...
Yeah, and just kind of like hack at it until
pretty meaty,
you finally get there.
Yeah, meaty 130 HP, lots of defense. That's not bad. I just don't think this thing's built for a direct fight. I think it's really built to just linger around in a battle longer than you think it should.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's enough. I mean, if you haven't said anything about it really, so I'll let you...
Mine's not too far off from there. Yeah. My number, what are we at, 6?
Yeah.
7?
I just told you 7.
Okay, so my number 7 is Walrein. There we go. Here's another ice water.
My number 6.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Ice water, weak to fighting, rock, grass, electric. Resists water and ice, of course. Couple of abilities. Ice body, which I think is the one to go with, that restores your HP in the hail.
Mm-hmm.
Also can get thick fat if you want. And
if you're really that worried about...
Yeah.
What? You really need to be resistant to fire. You're water already.
Yeah.
And you are inherently ice, so it's a total waste.
Oblivious, which is the hidden ability. I'm immune to infatuation, so you can waste your time trying to get a hidden ability for that, which isn't worth it. 530 base stats total. 110 HP, which is great. 80 attack, 90. 95 special attack, 90. So bulky. You got some decent bulk there. 60 speed.
Yeah.
Got some good special moves for that 95 special attack. Brine, Blizzard, can also learn things like Ice Beam, of course, Frost, Breath, Surf, so you play your stabs.
You
can throw down your hail.
Pretty much just learns water and ice, though.
Yeah.
There's no other dimension to this thing.
You do get things like Rock Tomb and Bulldoze, which is great. Great, you encounter flying and fire types.
Half the list I just said has Earthquake.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So, I think one of the most fun things to do with this one, because it is so bulky, is to use Ice Ball, which is sort of like Rollout, except I think with Ice Ball you have to select it every turn.
Mm-hmm.
So, and also it does this funny thing where if you use Defense Curl before you use Ice Ball, it automatically doubles its power, which is kind of funny.
Hmm.
So,
that's kind of a clever thing.
Yeah, so you throw down some hail for your Ice Body, gain some HP, and use some ice, like an Ice Ball.
I cut you off for a minute there?
Yeah, yeah.
We keep saying this thing where it's like, oh, well, you know, you use this move, and then you set yourself up for this move, and then this move, and it's like, you're dead in one turn. You are so fucking exposed down the list here that it's like, we shouldn't presume you're getting a second move with anything.
With something Walrein, you might, because it's pretty bulky, are you going to last long enough to do...
You maybe get 2 turns out of this,
yeah.
I think. If you have an opponent that is... Got what anything that's going to hit this thing for real, like it's yeah. I don't know.
You could rest. and regain the HP that y'all just lost one move. I don't know. I mean, it's fun. I think this one might have ended up a couple of spots higher if they had just flipped the attack and special attack or loaded a little bit more into attack rather than...
I think with a lot of these, you just simply move 20 points around. You've got tremendous... Again, I'm focusing more on survivability, but...
It's important. It's important when you have all those weaknesses.
Also, by the way, and the reason they have them kind of nested together pretty neatly, Lapras and Walrein, they're very, very similar.
Yeah.
If you just look at them down the line, they all have... Well, one has 130, one has 110 HP, and the rest are some combination of either 80 to 95 stats, and their speeds are nearly identical at 60 and 65. They're both ice water. They seem like they're the same thing. Like, why does it matter what you pick here? Ultimately, I don't think either is pretty cool.
I have a question here.
Go on.
So I'm looking at the list of Pokemon with Soundproof. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't look like any of these guys can pick up Parish Song.
Okay.
But if we can get something like a Mimic or something else and get it from something else, we can make something.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of how to do this because it's like Electrode,
Smeargle,
Mr. Mime, Exploud, Bastiodon, Abomasnow, Buffalot, and Kamo.
I don't know.
See, this was an interesting idea. Like, I was like,
I don't think we're going to come up with a solution just by deliberating right here.
No, I don't think so either. But it's still an interesting thought.
Well, Smeargle is the lubricant that makes everything happen. That's the one that does it.
He's the one that can learn any move. But you got to get a skill swap.
Yeah.
That's the issue.
Mm-hmm. Let's go over to your number six.
My number six. Oh, well, I told you already that we both.
Oh, okay.
So what's your number six?
My number six is Ouroboros, who's a little bit higher than yours, not all that much.
Yeah, mine was eight.
We talked about its exposure to fighting and steel, and it's resists normal flying, a poison, and ice, which, you know, okay, that's great. I think that it is the move diversity here that impresses me so much, because you can do things like Thunderbolt and Psychic. And Dark Pulse, if you feel like it. So you can cover a bunch of different types. And you're not going to be hitting first all that much. But with HP at 123, you'll
maybe
be able to...
ever.
Possibly. But that's just all the ice types, isn't it? But yeah, I don't have too much else to add about Ouroboros. I think we covered it pretty well.
Yeah. And again, these things have inflated stats. They have to have inflated stats. You can't be six things, including 2 4X.
They should be inflated more.
Like, yeah, I think that's what I feel like. I feel like to be competitive, these things have to have like the kind of stats you would dream to put on a bug.
Oh, you know? Yeah. Kind of pinch their head just like a base 580.
Jesus. Yeah, for real. Okay, so sorry, we're back to me.
Yeah. Number five.
This guy overachieves. Man, I didn't think this guy was going to wind up so high on my list, but I just love the look of this thing. Bear Tick.
Mine's in the top five, too.
Yeah,
I like Bear Tick.
It's for real. This thing is just gross. Okay, so 505 stats, which is lower. Like, the last three things I said were 521, 535, 530.
But he makes use of them.
Yeah, he makes very good use of his stats. So 95 HP, 130 attacks. I believe is the highest...
Nope.
Carbon highest animal. Pure... Oh, is that... Okay.
Oh, he's not pure ice.
No. Well, just like highest attacks, I think. What is Crabominals?
132.
He's gotta be.
You're the best kind of correct, sir. That is technically correct.
I was gonna say, there's a special attacker on here that does 130 special attack, which we haven't mentioned yet. But, so he does 130 attack. 80 defense, whatever. 70 special attack, I don't care. 80 special defense. 50 speed is slow, but Slush Rush.
Slush Rush
is this neat ability.
So good.
Yeah, during a hailstorm, which, again, if you're building your ice team, this guy is like, this is your fucking boss. It doubles his speed.
Yeah.
He goes up to 100 speed.
Holy shit.
Which is great. Effectively being 555 combined stats. Mm-hmm. I'm going to look at it that way.
I do want to look at it that way, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So with this Slush Rush, this thing just is murder on wheels.
Yeah. And so throw anything out with like a snow warning in front of it and then just swap it. Yeah, you got like a wrecking crew.
Yeah. So, Rock Slide, Shadow Claw, Aerial Ace, wonderful.
Icicle Crash
to get your 30% chance to flinch.
Why not? Give it a King's Rock. It's going to flinch everything.
Oh, my God. Yeah. So, this thing is just wonderful. And I love the design. This thing actually looks pretty menacing and terrifying. I think so many of these things look soft and weak.
And Beartek looks for real. Looks like he's pretty.
And you can.
I mean, he's no Beware.
Yeah, he's no Beware. But the two of them fighting to the death with like hard R graphic violence would be hilarious.
You just give it like one fighting.
Actually, would be. That'd be amazing. Holy crap!
You give it one fighting. You give it Brick Break, which you can learn through TM.
Yeah.
And then you have a counter for both rock and steel.
Good point. Well, and again, that sneaky little aerial ace is also good for that fighting type. It's kind
of
It's got some stuff. Got doing some stuff, and it's ice type. They didn't pair it with anything,
right?
So it's not suffering. more than it has to.
It's not more miserable than it has to be.
Okay. So that's my sell on Beartek. This thing is for real. This thing's so cool. I can't wait to play with one. I need to actually play with one of these guys in a run through.
Well, my number five is Lapras. We already covered him pretty well. Just that ice water typing, but managed to be highest on my list. But I'm not going to get into it too much more because we've talked enough about Lapras.
Cool. And probably the biggest disparity we have. Weavile, I have my number four.
Yeah.
So that's a big difference.
It's the fastest ice type.
Sure is.
Good for it. It's got 120 ice type. 120 attack.
Yep.
Awesome. That's great. So this thing's pretty much gonna hit. That four times weak to fighting sucks on top of rock, bug, steel, fire, fairy, but all these things are weak to everything, so who cares? This moveset, pretty wonderful. Again, you guys brought up the lack of ice type moves. That didn't even register to me when I was looking at this. I guess for whatever reason, I was like, I don't even care. This thing can't do a blizzard or something.
Then it just has like those four ice weaknesses for no reason.
Yeah.
It should not be an ice type.
That's a good point. If anything, this type should be different. But you do get Brick Break, X Scissor, Poison Jab, Shadow Claw. You can breed onto it another Icicle Crasher. Like, that's crazy.
You can breathe that onto it.
If you do that, this guy is instantly better.
No, he's immediately in my top five. I gotta rearrange the list now, because that's amazing.
And I believe he learns that by way of breeding with Beartek.
Okay.
If I remember, it was the two of them were on the Bulbapedia, like, breeding page together. Mm. So, I mean...
That must be terrifying for Weavile.
It's a 30% chance to dish out 120 damage and have your opponent just sit there and eat it.
Yeah. And give it a King's Rock.
Oh, cool design. I love the design of this thing. Cool looks badass. Those giant claws. That amazing, like, head thing. It looks like it's Egyptian or something. It's got the little jewel in its skull. Mm. Like, the thing looks really, really cool. So, I'm high on Weavile.
Breeding that Icicle Crash on is a game changer. That's tremendous.
Yeah.
That's all you need.
There's three Pokemon. One ice move, and then you justify its existence as an ice Pokemon.
There's three Icicle Crashers, and they're all in my top five. Mm. I'll say that. So, that are ice types. I think there's some Icicle Crashers that are not ice types.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Huh. My number four is Mamoswine, who's a good Pokemon.
Yeah.
He is an ice ground.
I love Mamoswine.
I would have loved to put Mamoswine a couple of places higher. Weak to fighting, steel, and fire, water, grass.
That's the trio. That sucks, man.
Yep.
That's brutal.
That is rough. I mean, it's still good enough to crack the top four.
Yeah.
You know,
both are top fours, apparently.
That is really unfortunate.
Yeah.
Only resists poison and electric.
Oh, good.
I'm sweating those poisons.
And I'm immune to electric, of course, but because he's a ground type, he loses his resistance to himself. He loses that ice resistance.
He looks like an idiot.
he's
again, looks cool, though.
No, it doesn't. Not at all.
I love Pile of
this
Swine.
Thing, again, should be evil and menacing, and it looks like a big balloon
yeah.
with a couple of little spears.
Donphan. Donphan's a cool looking ground type.
Yeah.
But... And the Mamoswine.
he looks like a total dork. He looks like a big blow-up balloon. Like, he just drew eyeballs on it, you know?
I think the ability you want with this one is probably Thick Fat, just to give you a little bit extra defense, because the other two, that's the hidden one. The other two, I mean, like, a Snow Cloak. Snow Cloak would be a good one. That wouldn't be that bad. Give you some extra evasiveness, even though it doesn't boost your evasion. And then the third ability is Oblivious, which prevents infatuation.
Yeah.
Base stats, 110 HP, which is great.
Nice.
130 attack, which is great. 80 defense is okay. 70 special attack, it doesn't need it. It should be lower. Special defense is 60, which is unfortunate.
That's pretty bad.
Could afford a little bit more there. And then 80 speed, which is good enough. That's probably more than he needs.
If anything, you want to reallocate a little bit of that special attack, which is kind of pointless.
Yeah, it kind of sucks because he's got...
special attack not good enough to use moves like Ancient Power and Mud Bomb and Blizzards.
And it requires Ancient Power in order to evolve.
Right. So you gotta put that on him and then immediately delete it.
Oh, and by the way, this is a a third stage that was added at a different generation
Gen 4,
from the original introduction of the Pokemon. So they knew they didn't make a good Pokemon. No, I mean, I'm serious.
They were aware. So
there's Togetech, and then they make Togekiss for a reason, right? Uh-huh.
You know, I enjoyed Piloswine in Gen 2.
Tangrowth.
True.
So same way. Evolves the same way. They'll learn Ancient Power and then level up.
Mm-hmm.
So basically evolves at level 33. Anyway. Some of the moves. Ice Fang is a good one for him. Learns on his own. Earthquake, good one for him. Learns on his own. Doesn't matter. Everyone learns through a TM. Stone Edge, Rock Slide, Bulldoze. They can counter two of his weaknesses on his own. Doesn't really get a whole lot of diversity outside of that, but hey, you know, he's gonna hit really hard with all these physical moves.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to number three.
My number three?
Yep.
Vanillix?
Nay, mine too.
All right, how about that? So I'll get the stats real quick. It's 535 combined stats,
yep.
71 HP, 95 attack, 85 defense, 110 special attack,
uh-huh.
Yeah, 95 special defense, and 79 speed. So
probably the best balance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That we've seen so far.
Mm-hmm. With the slight focus towards a special.
Is it right? It isn't too much lower that you would be hurting to use a physical move mm-hmm. with it.
See, the thing is, like, the one physical ice type move that it learns on his own is Avalanche, which is a pretty decent move. But if they took that 95 attack and just swapped it with his HP.
Ooh,
you could have an amazing Pokemon here.
I was just thinking in my mind, what am I going to subtract a little bit out of attitude? HP, perfect. Yeah, because these defenses are not bad. It's got decent enough speed. 110 special attack, pretty solid. And hey, you know what? It's the highest ranked Snow Warning Pokemon I have on my list. So
that's the ability you want.
He might be your number one guy on your six. Your starting six.
Mm.
He is the guy in the first slot. He's the first one you want your opponent seeing.
Yep. So, other abilities, Ice Body, so you can regen some HP and Hail if you want.
Mm-hmm.
But you might as well throw up that Hail first, because you throw up that Hail, and you can start like just focusing on some other fun stuff. Like, you can do things, you can buff up his defense. You can throw an Acid Armor on this guy, on this Ice Creek Cone. You can buff up your defense and then say, like, and hit it with a Taunt. It's like, now you have to attack me.
Mm-hmm.
Moves, I've learned Freeze Dry, Weather Ball, which of course is going to be an Ice-type move if you have that Snow Warning. Blizzard, which with Snow Warning is going to have a much higher accuracy.
Mm-hmm. Get some Haymakers. Well, Flash Cannon is not a Haymaker, but it gets Flash Cannon, that's nice.
Yeah.
You also get Giga Impact, and when you know this thing's ready to tap out of the fight, you might as well use that Explosion.
Sure.
Yeah.
Dude does... Finish me off.
Yeah.
So this that's wonderful. This Pokemon would be so cool if it got Aurora Veil. Because it's Snow Warning, Aurora Veil, immediately you take your base defenses of 85 and 95 and just buff it up by 50%.
Right, man, that's a meta problem within the game, is that they give them all this cool stuff and they're like, oh, we really have to rein it in. We can't give them these amazing dream sets that we want. We have to make them weak to all these things, and we have to make it so that this thing is not resistant to shit.
Mm.
So they're like, because they don't want to have this thing be off the charts. And again, this is by its very design, the dragon, the initial original dragon counter.
Yeah.
This was supposed to be the thing that kept the best thing in check. And then everybody else feasted on.
Although maybe you can breed Aurora Veil onto this.
I was just looking at it right now.
I neglected to check some of the breeding of
this. I'm looking it up right now.
I did write that this is actually, I think, the prototypical ice Pokemon.
Sure.
This is kind of how ice plays, how it should look, and how it should be. And I also wrote that this is a Pokemon that gets trashed constantly.
Yeah, for me,
and it's a top three on my list, and it's just because it looks silly.
Yeah.
And it does look silly, but it's not that bad.
But it's a conceptual thing. Like, oh, it's an ice cream Pokemon. It's so stupid. Like, but this is a legit good Pokemon. Like, there's the top four or five here we've actually started getting into. Like, this thing is worth using.
Yeah. It's true. People usually cracks the top like spot on worst Pokemon designs, and I'm like, this is not that bad. It is hokey and silly.
I think people forget that Voltorb is a ball, or that Grimer is a puddle of sludge.
Yeah, you know? That's a good point. Ugh, man.
What I'm saying is they've had bad designs from the beginning.
True. Yeah.
Not that Vanillix is such a better design than Grimer. So like things have been always been silly.
Yeah.
Let's go to your number two.
Oh, my number two is, you mentioned just a minute ago, Mammoth Swine. Mm. I got him a little higher than you do, but yeah. You said all the stats. The big things are that 110 HP, 130 attack. Yikes.
Mean.
And you said those five weaknesses. That, again, we gotta drill those into our heads. This is bad.
Yeah.
Fighting, steel, and then the three core types.
That's a kid.
Oh, God.
That's so...
Crass.
Man, that is rough.
But, I mean, I guess if you have thick fat as your ability, which I'm kind of thinking you do, you go down to fighting and steel, which sucks, and then you've got, you know, water and grass to worry about. At least you get rid of the fire weakness. That's something. It's... pretty good. It actually is pretty well-rounded stats. I kind of like it. The stab... Okay, I've said so many things can learn Earthquake. It's got a stab Earthquake.
Right.
At least it can do that.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. Rock Slide. Oh, and it gets... You can give it Icicle Crash. So...
Oh, nice.
Good for you having Icicle Crash. That move is for real. And 80 speed actually means you're more likely to have the flinch be useful than not be useful. Again, because this thing is not fast as hell. This thing is not super fast, but hey, it could work. And again, Wes, you did say you think it looks pretty cool. I think this thing
is... Pilot Swine. This guy looks weird as Mammoth Swine.
Yeah, I think this is one of the worst designs.
So, it's all face, isn't it? Like, all you see is his face. And then...
Yeah, he's like a big, fat, round head with some little nubby legs. You know, I'm sure he just runs like a fucking... what are those dogs? Corgis. Runs like a corgi. Have you ever seen a corgi run?
So, the thing should not exist. A big, mean mammoth running like a corgi.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, the thing can't exist in the wild.
I make that sound when I run.
Yeah, so that's... we're at number one. I'm at my number... You have number two. What's your number?
Bear Tech. So that means we have the same number one, of course.
So you saw the true value and power of the Bear Tech.
Yes. Bear Tech is super cool. We've covered a lot of this already. And he did get a stat bump in Gen 5 to bring him up to 505, which, you know, is a good 20, 30 points lower than some of the other stuff, but it's just distributed really well. Mm-hmm. One weird thing, like, you do want to give him Slush Rush.
Yeah, of course.
You can give him Swift Swim as a hidden ability. It's absurd. Like, why would you do that?
I feel like you can make the let's ruin the ice type by making a all water ice type game. So yeah, everything has to be like the water version.
Yep.
So.
But yeah, really, really great Pokemon, and we've spent enough time on him. So let's just go to the number one.
Who is Poppy? Yes, Lee.
Glaceon.
Articuno. Glaceon.
Yeah. I mean, it feels kind of cheap to just have an Eevee as number one, but this is like a legit,
to me, that says how bad this type is.
Mm.
That
sure.
An Eevee actually makes our top list, our top spot. Because the Eevee is really just supposed to be... And like, even
I think it's supposed to be near the top.
The hidden ability
top five.
Sucks on this thing.
Oh, yeah.
The hidden ability is Ice Body, which everything else has Ice Body.
Right.
Like, no. This is a sign that this is a bad type.
Snow Cloak is a better ability, and it's the main one.
Yeah. So, it's totally one-dimensional. It is an Ice type by its very design. 525 stats.
Like an
65 HP is pretty bad. But you get 60 attack, which is also garbage. 110 defense, 130 special attack is huge. 95 special defense, 65 speed.
It's got a decent amount of bulk by virtue of those high defensive stats. Yeah. Its HP isn't doing it any favors.
Nor is it speed.
Right.
And pure ice type, so at least you can only worry about the core types, as all EVs are. There are a single type.
Yeah. But I think... You can do some fun things with this. Of course, got your standard special moves. Icy Wind Blizzard, and of course you can learn Ice Beam through TM.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is a primarily TM Pokemon, because it learns Hail on its own, which is something that you want on this thing. But, you know, you give it Hail and Aurora Veil, you beef up its already pretty beefy defenses.
Mm-hmm.
Ice Beam, I think, is the primary offensive move you want to be using with this thing.
I didn't write that. I wrote a lot of evasion possibilities. I think you can learn a lot of stuff that makes it harder to hit.
Yeah.
Maybe, I don't know if you
a lot of things do substitute Swagger. A lot of things can learn those TMs. This guy can learn Attract, mm-hmm. which is a pretty fun little just disable. Mm-hmm. It's like, hey, your Pokemon's the opposite gender. Guess what? Now it's got a lower chance of actually performing any sort of action in this fight.
Yeah.
So, you know, you do something like an Attract and Swagger, and you already have an Aurora Veil up. You're going to make it pretty annoying to actually do some damage. Doesn't really have a whole lot of type diversity like Shadow Ball, but you know, you do have like some cool strategies, and although it doesn't cover any of its own weaknesses, it's good at using its own moves. Like, it's good at being an ice type.
I like Eevees.
Yep.
I think maybe I'm a little jaded on the fact that I like Eevees so much.
But it seems like the fact that...
It looks cool. All the Eevees look cool, I think.
Yep. But you know...
Flareon definitely... wrong, though. Because if you're going to make an Eevee team, Glaceon's not going to be on it.
I don't know. Yeah, I'd probably agree.
I mean, you have, like, you have the original, like, the original five from Gens 1 and 2.
Yep.
And then maybe a Sylveon. Yeah?
Yep. Yeah, you take the Sylveon for sure. That's better. That's maybe the best, honestly. That, I think, is Vaporeon's a must.
But yeah, Vaporeon's really great.
I think the ones that are expendable would maybe be, like, your Leafeon. Mm. I don't know if that's any good.
Leafeon and Glaceon are expendable.
Umbreon and Glaceon kind of cover the same basis because they're both so... I feel like Glaceon, by its moveset, is defense-oriented, and Umbreon is inherently defense-oriented. So
right.
They're kind of doing the same things. But,
with the dark
type... Hard to pass up 130 special attack, mind you.
It's true.
Hard to be like, I don't need you on my team, 130 special
attack. It's gonna do more damage than an Umbreon could hope to do.
Yeah.
But I think with an Umbreon...
has more HP, right? So
yes.
It's a little bit more defensive.
Much more survivability, yeah.
Yeah.
And you're not as exposed to your type weaknesses.
Yeah.
Because you're just a dark type.
Hmm.
So, I don't know, like I think Glaceon being, like, a number one ice, like, there are probably, like, maybe one or two other Eevees that would crack the number. Like, Sylveon is probably the best fairy, wouldn't you think?
Maybe.
Pick because of Pixelate, yeah, you have to.
But that's the thing. That's a hidden ability. That's, like, a game-changing ability. That makes it so special.
Yeah, you gotta count it.
Where's fucking Pixelate?
Have we ever rated
for the fairy types?
I don't think we have, no.
We shouldn't need to do that.
I'll look through the past shows and
I don't think we did the fairy types.
It's Glaceate. Why this thing should have Glaceate, shouldn't it? Like, that's what's kinda cool is like
oh there is that one ability. Auroros has it. God, what's it called?
No, I've totally forgot. Is that Glaceate?
No, Refrigerate.
Refrigerate,
yeah.
Thank you. If this thing had Refrigerate, I think it would further solidify its number one spot as our number one, but
should have Slush Rush.
Well, like, Espeon? Espeon is probably a top five psychic.
Needs Slush Rush. Yeah. It's amazing.
Espeon probably a top five psychic, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Well,
top five,
sure, but, I mean, these are essentially starter stats.
Vaporeon, certainly top five water.
And there wasn't, ice wasn't one of the three original starters, so.
Flareon make top five fire?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
I think Flareon might be one of the only Eevees that doesn't crack the top five of his type.
Jolteon.
Jolteon's good.
No, I don't know if I make it top five on
I,
that.
I bet you Flareon.
There are some really great.
Flareon easily sneaks it at the five.
Galvantula. Yeah.
Yeah. There's some
Ampharos.
really great electric types. Yeah.
There's a Emolga.
Actually, Jolteon is probably the softest Eevee.
Mm.
Probably the least sturdy.
Yeah, everything's
fight. It's just so fast.
Everything's loaded into speed and special attack with Jolteon.
Well, I think that's the thing about every single Eevee.
God, I need to do another Eevee team.
Every Eevee has a max one max stat of 130, and I believe Jolteon's max stat for that 130 is its speed.
Mm.
It is just insanely fast. I mean, in the same way that Glaceon has 130. Special attack. I think Sylveon's is special defense.
Hmm.
Just because that thing needed to be a bigger tank.
Right.
Okay, great.
Leafeon's is his physical attack, which is funny for a grass type.
Yeah, that's true.
Anyway.
Are we wrapping up?
Yeah, I think we're done here.
I have final thoughts.
Go on.
Okay.
Good.
It's a gimmick type and honestly maybe shouldn't exist.
Hmm.
That's my first thought. What if we retyped them, right? So we talk about our Cloyster. Why is Cloyster an ice type? Why is it not a water dark? Lapras. Why is it water ice? Why not water dragon? Wouldn't that be fun?
That would be fun.
I mean, they're already water dragons. There's already water darks.
Well, why isn't?
But
why
these
isn't,
guys would be cooler as that.
Why isn't Glalie a water dark? They learned so many dark moves.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, I think a lot of the I think that in Gen 1 having a stable ice type made sense with each progressive generation of the game. Ice type gets marginalized. They are doing nothing to improve it.
Mm.
Nothing to improve it. Again, we're being given Alolan forms and some stat buffs to some of these guys that they know they made mistakes about. Then fine, but there will never be a, what Gen
18? Is that when we're going to... Gen 20? Is that when we're going to see the resurgence of the ice type? When are they going to give us anything of substance here?
Gen 8, Pokemon Switch.
That's going to be good. The dedication to water ice is bad. Mm. Bad idea from the get-go. You shouldn't have so many water ice types. They cover... The Venn diagram is just too overlapping. You want them to be focused on either like that hydration angle, or you want hail. Like, it's one or the other.
Yeah.
I think you mentioned it earlier. Give it another resistance. Pathetic. It's only resistant to itself? Why? Yeah. Like, nobody wants to be... You want your thing to have an ice beam. You do not want to be an ice type.
I mean, I would think it would also be resistant... I mean, water would make sense there. Be resistant to.
That would make sense.
But then even, what else
like, would like, the one to? Thing it was invented to counter. It doesn't resist dragon.
Yeah, that's a good point.
That's its function.
That should be the very first thing they add. Is go ahead and give it the fucking dragon counter. Might as well. Yeah. And that was the point we've been talking a little bit about was... An Eevee should not top any of these lists. Mm. That is just telling me that they have not given this type like any love. No real love to this type. You get three legendaries. Three garbage legendaries. Like, you know, Articuno is not garbage. Kyurem is a box art Pokemon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fine.
And he's Gen 5, so he's automatically awesome.
But where's...
God, keep it in your pants.
Else. Gen 5, so good.
Think of how...
Beartick is Gen 5.
Think of the pseudo-legendaries. Think of how many times you routinely see a Pokemon with 580 stats, and it's like, okay, this is like the fourth best of this. And our top one is Vanilluxat 153.
Spare 553.
Me. Or sorry, 550. Spare me. Garbage. Like, come on, game. This is bad. This ice type is the worst. Do you guys agree that ice type is the worst type?
Probably.
We've ranked it the bottom.
We've ranked. Oh. I think that was one of the first things we ever did like as a ranking. We ranked just the types, and ice was certainly bottom five, if not bottom two or three.
Yeah.
So I think at the time there was one thing, we might have ranked normal underneath it.
Oh yeah, I think we put normal at the bottom.
I think I can come up with some better normals than some better
probably.
Reasons. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, now.
And I think so we're going to merge our ground and our rock into an earth type. Mm-hmm. And I think we just ditch ice entirely.
It's gone.
It's gone. It's in the wind, man. It's good. You're all water types anyways.
Except for
is there going to be a vapor type? Maybe like the gas version?
Oh, we do. We need to be pretty good. Yes, we do. That's
well, that would just be a water type that died and now is a ghost.
Mm-hmm. So. Oh, like Frostlass.
Yeah. That's what it is. It's a vapor type.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think that's going to bring the show to a close. Next up is the mini show. Ooh. So any game or topic you want to bring up is totally fair game.
Okay.
And then Nintendo 64, we'll wrap it all up with the official show at the end of the month.
Sweet.
That sounds pretty good.
Till next time.
So long.
Later.